Welcome back to Farm Talk, day number five. I'm Eric Johnson on the road again today, broadcasting live with our friends at KDLR in Devil's Lake. And again, our coverage this week brought to you as a service by Thunder Seed. Speaking of Devil's Lake, I drove right by the school. I should have taken a right turn into the parking lot, Tanner. I forgot school is over. Tanner Nichols, Ag Program Director, Instructor at Lake Region State College. How you doing?
Good, good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, actually. It's been a long week looking at a lot of fields, but the last 3 or 4 days, it seems like a lot of the fields look a lot alike. There's some mixed up there. Some areas are dry, some areas wet, but kind of the way it goes. And you're actually trying to plant your 40 acres right now, are you not?
We are. We're just waiting for CHS to come out and spread it for us, and then we'll be able to plant. We're hoping Sunday is the day, so...
Okay. Talk about that for a minute. Now, this is a school project. This is something you do with, because kids have graduated, right? Or the school is out, but not out? Is that, how does that work?
So most of our students, the graduated students are gone. They're back okay. at Family Farm or Ag Centers or wherever they chose to go for a career. Our freshmen, which would have been freshmen this year, turning into sophomores, are actually out at their internships. So we've got them out and about and working hard. But as far as the 40 acre goes, it's just Preston and I here putting that in. But we do use the information that we gather from the field in the classroom. So it's a really good learning experience for them, even when they come back and the crop is just getting ready to be harvested. So,
well, that's what I was going to ask you. At least the next fall will be around, and obviously you guys get started late August, September. When does Lake Region get underway?
I don't know the exact date, but I believe it's the end of August, early September, right in there. Okay. So
they'll be back for harvest time.
Yep, just in time for harvest, right. Yeah, so we try to do classes in the morning so we can get our students back to the family farm by the afternoon. Okay. For those of them that are going back to a family farm. And we definitely take them out in that 40 acres and we show them, we do different varieties, turning fertilizer on, turning fertilizer off, that kind of thing, to show different trials in the field that they can go out and look at.
And you may have said this, but do you primarily do one crop or do you mix in different things? Are you corn and soybeans or how does that work?
We try to mix in things. We've had canola on there before. I've had soybeans, but primarily we try to do corn because it's the latest growing crop. It gets us back into the school year and the students can actually go out and use the field.
Do you do anything with it in the summertime, or is it something that folks can just kind of, come by and take a look at the trials and the different things you've been doing?
Absolutely. So there is occasion that CHS does plots out there. I don't think they're doing any this year, but every once in a while you could stop by a CHS plot day and see their plots. But we do different trials, and yeah, you're more than welcome to stop in and visit, and I'll go out there with you and show you exactly what we got going on.
Okay. Again, Tanner Nichols, Ag Program Director, Instructor at Lake Region State College. So the year as it stands right now is finally wrapped up, and as you mentioned, a lot of the graduates are back with their families or whatever they're planning to do next or working in the farm somewhere. So how do you term 2022-2023? Was it a good year for the classroom?
It was a great year for the classroom. I came in March and hit the ground running right away with them. Preston went on vacation, so I was filling in. They really are a great bunch of kids, and they have come leaps and bounds, and they know so much. So they are definitely... the people that they're working with are in good hands.
And I do want to put this out there. I don't have it up this time, but last time I had your website up, and you literally have virtual tours online. So if somebody is considering the ag program at Lake Region State College, they can do a little bit of perusing around, I guess, the shop. Can they not online?
Absolutely, yeah. There's a virtual tour at lrsc.edu, and you can just go right on there and check out the campus, and you don't have to look at just the Hofstede. You can look at all of the programs the campus has to offer.
Okay. When does registration start? Is that already open? I'm assuming
we've already got it open. So if you're interested, get your app in and we'll be happy to chat with you.
Do you generally kind of continue to fill up throughout the summer, or is there ever a possibility of like saying, oh, that's it, we don't have enough room?
There is a possibility. We've never ever hit that wall, you know, because we do have a cap on students, but we've never hit that wall. But there's always that possibility, so we encourage you to apply early.
Okay. Tanner Nichols, again, appreciate you hopping on. I'll give you the last word. Anything else you want folks to know about before we let you get back to the field work there about the college or anything you may have coming up in the immediate future?
Nothing crazy. We definitely are interested in giving tours. So if you're in the area and you want to swing by the Ag Center and have a tour of the building or even go check out that 40 acres, you just let us know.
Okay, what's the best way for folks to be able to find out contact information? Should they just go to the Lake Region website?
Absolutely. Or you can call 662-1600, and they'll get you to one of us over at the Ag Center.
Awesome. Well, I got to get my tour set, too, so at some point I'll be back. I promise, Tanner, as we can take a look. It looks fantastic. And what is it, a year and a half old now, the facility?
Yeah, about that.
Okay, so nice new tool. Was it new tools, too? I guess before I start saying
we got her all new.
All right. There's something to be said for that. You know that, Tanner, right? Like new facilities, new tools. All right, very good.
Yep.
Tanner, thank you so much for your time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Again, Tanner Nichols, Lake Region State College here in Devil's Lake.